We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. A.J. Brown was placed on the injury reserve Saturday. Brown was already ruled out for Sunday's matchup with the Patriots, and now he'll be sidelined for at least two additional games with a chest injury. The Titans have their bye week 13, so the 24-year-old will have an extra week to recover before being eligible to return December 23rd against San Francisco. The Jets placed Michael Carter on the injured reserve Saturday, ruling him out for weeks 12 through 14. Head coach Robert Saleh already hinted at a multi-game absence, and Adam Schefter of ESPN reported the rookie will likely be out 2 to 3 weeks with a low-grade ankle sprain. It's now confirmed as a minimum of 3 missed games, with Carter next eligible to play week 15 against Miami. The Jets are left with Ty Johnson, Tevin Coleman, and LaMichael Perrine in the backfield, with at least the first two expected to get work in the Week 12 matchup against Houston on Sunday. Saquon Barkley, who's listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Eagles, is expected to play. Barkley never seemed at much of a risk of sitting out this weekend after he experienced no setbacks in his return from a 4-game absence in Monday's loss to Tampa Bay. He handled 6 carries and caught all 6 of his targets, finishing the night with 56 yards from scrimmage while playing 59% of the Giants' offensive snaps. The Packers are continuing to view Aaron Jones as a true game-time decision leading up to Sunday's matchup against the Rams. In the NBA, LeBron James is questionable against the Pistons on Sunday because of his previous abdominal injury. Due to reoccurring abdominal soreness, James's availability was in question before he played during each of the last 4 games. The 37-year-old will have a little more than 24 hours to recover before an intriguing rematch versus Isaiah Stewart and Detroit. In MLB news, Adam Frazier was sent from San Diego to Seattle on Saturday in exchange for Ray Kerr and Corey Rozier. Now we turn our attention to FanDuel NBA Sunday value plays. As has often been the case this season, we have a compact slate on tap for Sunday evening / night. There is positive news from a DFS perspective, with 3 games projecting higher than average totals and all but one with a narrow point spread. The injury report is relatively light in terms of likely / confirmed absences, which should give us a solid player pool to work with. For elite players, we have 3 players with 5-figure salaries on Sunday's slate: Giannis, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. Giannis has scored no fewer than 52 fantasy points and as many as 73 in 5 of his last 6 games, and his matchup against the Pacers is one he already produced 62.5 points back on October 25th. Davis posted 57.6 and 76 fantasy points, in the latter coming against the same Pistons team he'll face tonight in 2 of his last 3 contests, and could potentially take the floor without LeBron James, which would certainly boost his value. LeBron's questionable status will require monitoring, but he should carry a bit of extra motivation facing Detroit after he was ejected last weekend. Another chalk player to consider is Jason Tatum of the Celtics. Tatum has dropped 42.4 fantasy points or more in 5 of his last 6 outings and could be without both Dennis Schroeder and Jaylen Brown, all factors that should make him extremely popular. One value play tonight is Buddy Hield. Hield makes for a valuable play as he's projected to see additional responsibility, with Harrison Barnes expected to miss again due to his foot injury. Hield has produced 32.8 and 44.8 fantasy points in 2 of his last 3, while delivering over 5x on current salary 8 times this season. He also sports a 26.1% usage rate and averages 35.3 fantasy points per 36 minutes, with both Barnes and Rashawn Holmes off the floor. And the Grizzlies rank in the bottom 3 in fantasy points per game allowed to both shooting guards and small forwards. Now taking a look at the Week 12 Yahoo DFS football picks. Sunday's NFL main slate begins at 1 p.m. Eastern and consists of 10 games. The fantasy-friendly Chiefs and Cardinals offenses have byes. A Thanksgiving triple header consisting of the Bears-Lions, Raiders-Cowboys, and Bills-Saints has come and gone, while the Browns-Ravens is Sunday night and Seahawks-Washington is Monday night. Despite all the talent that's unavailable, there's still no shortage of enticing options remaining to pick from, including a star quarterback on the cheap, a fill-in starter at the running back position, and a couple of rookie first-round picks. Four tournaments at the quarterback position look to Cam Newton. Newton has looked like the same old Cam since returning to Carolina, as he threw for a touchdown and ran in another in spot duty during his first game back, then delivered a familiar stat line with two touchdowns through the air and another one on the ground in his first start of the season last week. This offense remains tailored to a quarterback with Newton's strengths and weaknesses. Playmakers Christian McCaffrey and DJ Moore are both adept at turning short passes into big games with their elusive after-the-catch ability, so Newton isn't asked to accurately push the ball downfield, and the lack of enticing options after those two allows Newton to make most of his rushing ability if the first read isn't there. Miami's defense has played better lately, but it's likely to get worn down as the Dolphins' offense is expected to struggle to sustain drives against a ferocious Panthers defense. For cash games, the quarterback to consider is Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers' toe didn't stop him from carving up Minnesota's defense like a Thanksgiving turkey and racked up 385 yards and four touchdowns last week, though the Vikings ultimately got the ball last and engineered a game-winning drive. This visit from the Rams should be another high-scoring affair, at least from the home side, as Los Angeles was outscored 59-26 over their last two games before a Week 11 bye. Price just ninth among quarterbacks at $27, Rodgers is a low-risk, high-reward choice under center. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.